Hair analysis sounds like some fringy technique sold on late-night television. Is it a viable resource for a busy practitioner? Welcome to the Clinician's Roundtable. I am Dr. Leslie Lunt, your host, and with me today is nationally acclaimed nurse, expert, and author, Karen White Gibson. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to join you.
Karen, tell us about hair analysis.
Well, you know, during the time that I was in school, I never heard anything about hair analysis. And then my husband being a police detective, I often heard about it as far as drugs or crime scenes. But since I have been producing television shows, a show called Outspoken with Karen, because I am outspoken, and my name, by the way, is spelled K-A-R-O-N, so I said the O is for outspoken. But since I've been producing television shows, I've become very interested in additional, optional, and alternative treatments that can be added to traditional medicine. I'm often the person that the tests are first utilized on for credibility reasons. And I happened to deal with a clinic that had had great success with treating children and adults with vitamins for depression and irritability, menopause, and so forth. I went through all of their tests, of which I say there were hundreds, and much more than you would normally get on an admittance to a hospital. During my own testing of blood and urine and a hair analysis, when I looked at what they found, it seemed that 87% of what was found through additional medical testing and invasive medical testing showed up in my hair analysis. This included an excess of certain toxic elements that could be cured by vitamins, and ratios that were not in sync, therefore causing my symptoms of irritability, which I had thought were caused by menopause. And I was doing a lot of shows on soy. I was eating and drinking soy, which was worsening my symptoms due to the fact that soy and chocolate and so forth have copper in them. And for people who don't metabolize that properly, you can actually become very irritable. So since a blood test shows one moment in time while the body tries to adjust itself from whatever you've eaten and so forth, the hair seems to show a more total picture of the cell itself over a period of time. And as I said, the police have long used hair analysis in investigations and have even found excess troublesome compounds in the hair of murderers. So I had discussed this with a biochemist at the clinic who had volunteered while he wasn't working at Argonne National Laboratory. He volunteered at a jail and decided that he wanted to find out why certain inmates were murderers and violent and other members of their family were not. So he began testing them and then gave them vitamins to deplete their bodies of certain toxic minerals. And when they were compliant with this, their behavior became much better. He went on to deal with some bread companies and food companies, and they did some tests at some high schools, changing the dietary choices and actually stopped some of the fighting in the high schools by having diets free of red and yellow dyes, giving them vitamins, eliminating caffeine, sugar, and copper compounds, such as in chocolate. So I went on to have my whole family tested one Christmas, and it was amazing to me to find out who inherited what. They had found a chemical in my body that was depleting me of zinc and vitamin B6, and that was making every stressful situation I had ever had in my life 100 times worse than anybody else's. But I had never experienced the symptoms of this, even though I ran a private duty nursing service with 400 nurses where my adrenals were being attacked all the time. But I had my nephew checked because he was about 4 at the time, and I would see that he would exhibit the behavior that they talked about, which was a little bit of a learning disability or reacting after certain foods or dyes in the foods. And I saw that my brother had inherited from my father the same thing, and my nephew had it. So we had the vitamins made for him, and it was amazing. In a short period of time, it just changed the irritability factor without taking any additional drugs. And then I started testing other people who wanted the test, and I saw that often seniors had much better results and many less toxins in their body, you know, rather than young children who are now eating a lot of chemicals in their diets. So I became a believer in this. My other nephew was 6 at the time, loved fireworks. Every time we'd go, he'd cry, couldn't stand hearing them. He could hear the refrigerator running, and they pointed out to me in reading the research about this that people who hear these noises that are very effective to them are often depleted in magnesium. And when he took magnesium, he no longer had the problem. So there were many different things. You know, a lot of pregnant women become depressed, and they find elevated copper in them from the copper tubing, copper pots, and even babies being born irritable from the copper transfer. So I became a believer in it.
Mm-hmm. If you've just joined us, you're listening to ReachMD, XM233, the channel for medical professionals. I am Dr. Leslie Lunt, your host, and with me today is Karen White Gibson. We are discussing hair analysis. Karen, what's the science behind hair analysis?
Well, actually, what they do is when the hair specimen arrives, they assign it a lab control number, and they put the information in a computer database. The sample is finely cut, weighed accurately to within 1/1000th of a gram of the required weight. The weighed specimen is placed to an individually marked sterile centrifuge tube in preparation for a precise temperature-controlled microwave acid digestion process. The microwave digestion consists of a pre-programmed series of digestion sequences based upon specific temperature levels. The combination of high temperature and ultra-pure acid will uniformly dissolve the hair strand, releasing the elements contained or held within the protein matrix of the hair. The tube containing the specimen is then diluted with a special reagent and thoroughly mixed to attain complete homogeneity. The specimen is then ready for analysis using a highly sophisticated ICP mass spectrometry instrument. Upon completion of the analysis, the test data is automatically transferred into a dedicated computer containing a comprehensive computer program that analyzes each and every test, including an all-line QC material. The custom software assists the chief chemist and the lab director in reviewing and verifying all the data and criteria.
Huh. So how do we order hair analysis? I don't even know what lab to use.
Well, you know, and that's a concern because not all labs are as good as others. What I did was set my hair in several different times to the lab to see if things were going to come out the same or different, even under once under my maiden name, you know, my married name and things like that. And I do have specific information on my website at americanurse.com, and that's spelled americanurse.com. Some people put it down as American Nurse, which is incorrect, but you can also link to it through americantvproductions.com or from tvnurse.com, and there is specific information about the laboratories that we utilize. The test is very interesting. You know, it costs about $100 to have it done. You get back both a report for the doctor and a report for the patient. And it's graphs, it's easy to read, and it takes all kinds of minerals that it's showing and toxic elements. And then it also tells the patient actually what they should and should not eat. And they test about 15 nutritional elements. They're magnesium, calcium, sodium, iron, manganese, chromium, selenium, cobalt, and sulfur. And it shows it on a graph and talks about it. Then there are toxic elements like uranium, arsenic, mercury, aluminum, which is in most of the deodorants these days, which a lot of people absorb. And then the additional elements are lithium, nickel, thallium, tin, vanadium. And it's really, really interesting because I sent this in for a friend of mine's sister who I had never met. And it came back saying that she would have to live in a special place in the United States, that she had so many allergies, that she'd have to live in a special place and do this, that, and the other. And I called her sister, and I said, is this true? She said, it's absolutely true. And they knew nothing except the five questions. They give you some symptoms that you can check off, like fatigue or constipation, things like that. And they ask for the five symptoms that you most recently have had. In addition to that, they ask you what hair shampoo you use, if there's any dye on your hair, and things like that, because they want to take that into consideration. Other than that, they need your age, your sex, and ethnicity. And it's amazing with some of the things that they come back with and what they tell you to do about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they even make vitamins that you can take if you so choose to order them, because the vitamins become a vehicle to take these things out of your body. And it's amazing how different people, you know, maintain different things. I mean, some people, I met a woman in California, a very famous businesswoman that I know, and she couldn't remember a thing during our conversation. I said, you know, from what I've studied recently, you seem to have a mercury toxicity. Let's check it. So we did. She went to her family doctor who happened to believe in this in California and, you know, retested it, looked at the test, and then did some blood tests in addition, and she did have that, and they were able to cure it because of that. So, you know, I think that it's really something that should be looked at seriously. And the only reason I think people aren't using it is because it isn't as well known as it should be.
Mm-hmm. What does it cost?
It's $100.
Oh, so not too bad.
You know, and certainly, I mean, you could charge the patient more. Some insurances, very few, would probably reimburse the patient. There's a book called The Strands of Health, too, by Rick Malter, who is a PhD, who wrote this as a guide to understanding hair mineral analysis. And he talks about many things, about how the cells form excess calcium around them, which prevent the osmosis of different things that you need, sources of excess copper and different things. A lot of this is based on the studies of Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, who many years ago, probably 50 years ago, found that even in schizophrenia, that somebody that ate oysters that had zinc in them would feel better. And so there were many different things that he wrote in the book, Mental and Elemental Nutrients, which is a fascinating book, which I, having worked in psychiatry for 7 years, had never heard of. Have you ever heard of it?
Never have.
It's a fascinating book. I suggest anybody who can get it to read it.
I want to thank our guest today, Karen White Gibson. We have been discussing hair analysis. I am Dr. Leslie Lunt. You've been listening to the Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD XM233, the channel for medical professionals. For comments and questions, please send your emails to xm@reachmd.com. Thank you for listening.